All right, we are Laguna's only FM KX93.5 with some classic alternative music there. We call it generational alt-rock. That was David Bowie on KX93.5. Guests in the studio are always fun. Chloe, we're missing three bandmates, but you managed to make it in here. Thanks so much for doing it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so your band is called Kitten.
Yes.
It is, and you guys are all originally from Los Angeles. How did this band come to fruition, all four members?
I mean, we basically just met by going to underage shows in LA. There's a lot of really cool venues that are all ages that I don't think people really know about.
That have live music?
Yeah, that have live music. Love bands. So I think
really, like where do people go out in LA? If they're underage and they want to.
There's this place called The Smell, which is where I played my first show. There's this place called The Rocking.
Show with the band Kitten, or was that a different act?
No, actually, yeah, my first band Kitten and another band I had. But that's kind of where I grew up musically. And it's $5 and there's no alcohol or anything, but they sell candy.
Right, and there's good music. They sell candy and water. I mean, and
the music,
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of I'm always shocked that the owner still lets us play, because it's usually just noise bands and avant-garde punk bands. I mean, No Age got their start there too. I don't know if you know them. Ava Gota and different bands like that. But
Cool. I heard your music for the first time. Again, the band Kitten. You do have a huge presence on the internet. I guess I just tweeted at you, and it's Kitten the Band, right?
Yeah.
At Kitten the Band on Twitter. The question for you right off the bat was, well, I do, in fact, have so many questions. I kind of lost track. Right? But this band came to fruition. You guys are all Los Angeles natives, and I just read on the internet, and I believe everything that I ever read on the internet, you guys just signed with Elektra, right?
Yeah.
Right, so that's a big thing. I noticed this record, this EP that's out right now called It's the Cut It Off EP.
Cut It Out.
Cut It Out, my bad.
<That's cool. laughs>
It's got the Atlantic label on it. How did you link up with them, and how did you link up with Elektra, which is kind of a blessing? The first thing that comes to mind when I hear of Elektra is like all those bands from the past, you know, Jim Morrison and The Doors in particular.
Yeah. Well, we were on a subsidiary of Atlantic called Control Group, and we were on Atlantic proper. And with this EP, we got bumped up to Atlantic, but then they decided to kind of re-up Elektra Records. And they decide, which is also a subsidiary of Atlantic. So they're like, hey, you should.
Is that what they're doing? It's
crazy. Yeah.
It's only like four major record labels, really.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
And then all the subsidiaries and stuff like that. It's ridiculous how it is these days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think Elektra was just kind of a better fit aesthetically and musically. And you know, they have Charlotte Gainsbourg and Little Boots and
Rad.
Some really cool bands. So.
First time I heard your music, by the way, you got a couple singles out right now on video, and those videos, whoever did those videos, it's amazing. Those are legit and should be on MTV right away. I don't know if MTV's playing it or if they even show videos on MTV anymore, but those videos for G-Sharp and Cut It Out are certainly rad. When I first heard your music, it was legit, but I kind of described it, of course, the female vocals, but I described it as metric, but a little more fuzz. Is that kind of weird, right?
Yeah. A lot of people compare us to Metric, and I don't really know why. I've never really listened to them. But yeah.
Do they really?
Do a lot of people compare?
A lot of people compare, to Metric? Well, that's cool. I took a shot in the dark on that one.
I don't know. I think when people see a female singer in a rock/electronic group,
sure,
I think they see Metric.
Yeah,
you know, it's cool.
You are fortunate enough to be playing a show with Best Coast, and no doubt, speaking of female singers, right? We'll touch on that pretty soon, but we did want to rip into a song, and then you're going to perform for us in the studio. By the way, who are we missing from the band?
We're missing Waylon, our guitar player, Brian, our keyboard player, and our drummer. So we're missing three members.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, guys, if you're listening.
If people want to see your show, you're playing tomorrow in Dana Point, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Or Saturday, or I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow.
Right on. Well, Chloe, thanks so much for coming. We're going to rip into a song. It's Kitten. It's off the Cut It Out EP, right? Which is it available to the general public now?
Yeah, sure is.
All right, cool. Well, the song's called G-Sharp. Is there any background, like a VH1 Storytellers thing you want to give us on the song?
I think lyrically it's kind of ambiguous, although you can't really understand them. So if you try to listen, just try to make out what I'm saying.
More from our Laguna Beach studios right after this song from Kitten. It is in fact called G-Sharp. And you heard it first right here on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. Headphones are greatly appreciated in the studio. Put them on at your leisure. KX93.5 just heard a song from the band Kitten. Now, the way I put it into our computer, it was all capitals. Was I correct?
I think we just named our Facebook that when we first started because it was, I think that would be easier to find than Kittens.
Yeah.
So, but it's not, I don't care that much. It's not, I don't, you know.
Well, it was hard to find. You get cute little cats when you try to Google your band. Chloe from the band is here. There was one member of the band we did not mention before.
Oh, yeah, Lucas Frank.
Yeah, it's the drummer, right?
Yeah, he might be mad if I don't mention him.
Another correction is your show's on Saturday at Stillwater in Dana Point. And then what? You got your show early January at the Gibson Amphitheater, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually Tuesday, this Tuesday.
Okay.
With basically we're playing in Dana Point, then on Saturday, then Sunday we're playing in San Luis Obispo, and then Tuesday we have the show with No Doubt.
A big show, and, right? That's huge. Who linked you up with the No Doubt people? Gwen Stefani and Bethany from Best Coast must really love your stuff.
Well, I think that's a big show. Yeah, we're really excited. They're doing 5 shows in LA, mm-hmm. and so they're getting 5 LA bands, and they contacted us.
Dude, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Right. Your presence on the internet, if people are unfamiliar with your band Kitten, you guys are going to blow up. I predict early January 2013. You're probably going to be going out on an all-out promotional blitzkrieg pretty soon, right? With a nationwide tour? Or?
We're looking at some, I can't really name who right now.
But somebody's someone's in the works?
Yeah, definitely a couple bands are in the works.
Whoa, I can't even imagine. Would you tell me off the air if I promised to keep a secret?
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
Definitely.
Again, the presence on the internet, where can people find your music again? Do you have Bandcamp and Facebook and all of that stuff?
Yeah, everything. Just everything / Kit and the Band.
Cool.
And you'll find us.
There are more things we could talk about the music industry and the perils of being an independent artist, although you are now signed to a major label, which is a blessing. So music is your job now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this though for, since I was very, very young. So I don't know if it's, there wasn't a point in time where now it's my job. well, I had a band when I was really young. I mean, it was more of like a novelty. We were more of a novelty act, but, I started playing when I was 10, and I played bass and sang in this kind of cover band with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Huh.
And
fun.
But we were really lame, and we covered Sweet Child of Mine, but then we all, songs like Sweet Child of Mine, but then we also would cover songs by the Bright Eyes and, you know, like Midlake and actually really cool bands, and we would send them covers of us doing their song, and they would message us back in the MySpace days and be like, hey, open for us at this show.
No.
Like, we think this is so nifty. And so then we would get these really cool shows by just sending bands that indie bands that we covered their songs.
So you were a band kid growing up in LA. What part of LA?
Like Pasadena.
All right, cool. You're growing up, going to the all ages venues for the rock and roll music, the wall of noise bands, the gutter punks playing and stuff. And you were playing those shows, putting together tight sets and covering rad music. And you've been a performer for quite some time, huh? That's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Myself, not so much. In the studio, like, I enjoy talking to people. But doing stage announcements and like getting up in front of a lot of people, like I feel their eyeballs on me, you know, it's a little bit different. Might have a couple shots beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, not for me. That's what I really thrive off. Like, probably my favorite part of this whole music thing is playing live and just being on stage.
Right on. We did want to have you rip into a song, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What song did you have in mind? And is this off the Cut It Out EP?
This actually isn't. It's off the Sunday School EP, which was before that, which is 5 songs. And you can check that out anywhere on Spotify.
Right on.
So, yeah, this one's called Kill the Light.
All right. Well, we got Chloe from Kitten in studio, nice enough to perform the shows on Saturday in Dana Point. I'm going to shut up now, and whenever you're ready.
Maybe on a Sunday night, pop music and acid light. I remember when your sister died. Slow motion on the satellite. I remember I was lying in my bedroom, wishing that love would come to me. Flash for fantasy. Oh, you on the other side. Your boy said he wants you back tonight. He always said I'm gonna love you till I'm crazy. I'm gonna love you till I'm dead. Place to lay my head. To lay my head. It's gonna hit you when the light goes out. They don't even know your name. And there's a lot of kids hanging out. But nobody can touch your fame. Gonna hit you when the light goes out. They don't even know your name. Wow. This isn't love, it's not the same. It's like she said, here comes the rain. If you wanna stay alive, preacher says you've got to die. Here's the scene, you give a take. Are the pretty girls in Silver Lake the kind that make a boy forget? It's nothing really to forget. Whoa, whoa. Sister died. Slow motion on a satellite. You say you're leaving, but I know I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna be a suicide. Don't kill the light.
Dude, incredible. That was Chloe from the band Kitten in studio performing live on KX93.5. We are member supported, community funded. More information on being a member of this radio station, naturally on our website, KX935.com. That was a beautiful song. That was off your first record, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that was called what again?
Kill the Light.
That was really good. You have an amazing voice. Do you have any formal training with vocals or instruments? Other instruments?
Vocals, I think I started to have training like later on when I started touring, because or else I would have probably lost my voice.
Just because of the maximum fatigue.
Yeah, just how much I was singing. But instrument wise, no, not really.
No, you just self-taught like that. Again, so nice of you to come in rather than asking you who your influences are. And it's probably different for your other band members who unfortunately couldn't make it in the studio. Let me ask you this. What's one record that you could never part with? I was really strapped for cash a long time ago, and I sold a lot of CDs to like Music Trader for like pennies on the dollar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one record I'll never part with is Television's Marquee Moon. It's kind of a weird one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what's a record for you?
That's not a weird one. I love that record.
It's good. I know it's good.
It's a great record. Probably Cat Power the Greatest.
Learn us on that?
I think it's Cat Power's fifth record. And I think they're mostly covers, and she just has such a soulful voice, without actually being a very good technical singer, which I think is really amazing, and I've noticed with a lot of artists. But yeah, she just has this really smoky emotional voice, and all the songs she chose were great, and it's just a very raw retro sounding recording, and all the sounds are beautiful.
Yeah, right on. Well, how does it feel with the band these days? You know, does it feel good? Is morale high? Are you guys looking forward to like the upcoming year and everything? Because, I think you guys are gonna be rather big, to be honest with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to everything. I mean, I think this whole process has been a journey, and I think I'm gonna get my inspirational speech. But I think when people ask like how I got to where I am today, which by the way is so far away from where I would like to be, you know, but, it's, they don't realize how long it's been to even get here, and I'm not even where I want to be. So, that said, I think things keep growing every day, and, the excitement keeps building. And of course I'm really excited for what's to come.
Right on. Again, Chloe from the band Kitten in studio. Another question for you is, do you have any advice for like an up and coming artist who's like grinding it out and working a crappy day job, you know, just to facilitate their art at night? Because you've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, anything to say to those people who are trying to get into the industry or do their thing, you know, make a living off music?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think I'm in no place to be able to tell anyone, to give anyone advice.
You know what, though? You're doing it. You know, I'm not opening up for No Doubt, you know, next week.
I don't know. But I feel personally like I wouldn't be, I'm in no place to give anyone advice. That said, I think, you know, what I tell myself every day is to just focus on your craft, and everything else will come next. So I think even, you know, the way we got signed, just because I was making sure that all my shows were great, and everything, and all my music that I was making at that time for nobody and no audience, you know, was great and was you know, as excellent as I could make it at the time. So I think, yeah, just focusing on your craft and nothing else, like managers and producers and all that bullshit and record companies, like that's after, you know. Like I always say, like when Bon Iver made his first record, he made it in a cabin and he wasn't making it for anyone, you know. There was no
Correct.
Manager involved, there was no that comes later after the fact,
right?
After you make, you know, the magic.
You're rad, and sometimes you never know what you're gonna get with artists in studio. Like it's like pulling teeth sometimes. Like nobody wants to speak about anything, you know. But thanks for being so candid and so super
cool.
Awesome. In the nature of keeping this thing moving, we're gonna play more music. I don't know. Do you want to play again, or maybe not? Gonna hit the road, maybe? Because we could certainly do that. I was just gonna ask you if there's anything you wanted to touch on before we rip into another Kitten song and kind of let you go. But you know, in the future, we'd love to help promote, you know, your stuff. And you know, our studio is open to you guys whenever you come through. You guys are Southern California, you know, native. So
yeah.
I mean, we got to be on the map for you guys now. If you don't mind. Yeah.
Yeah. So. No, thanks. We appreciate the support. We love it.
Yeah. Right on. So again, anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Kitten quite yet? Find them on the interweb.
Right? Add us all on Facebook.
There you go. We're going to hear music from you guys periodically as the weeks progress here on
cool,
the radio station. Yeah, which is so super rad. We'd love to have you sign our wall.
Yeah, of course.
And a copy of the record on vinyl for me personally.
Yeah, of course.
And that's all I got for you. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Chloe from Kitten. We're super late. We're gonna rip into the top of the hour ID right now, and then a song from Kitten again. We already played it, but we're gonna hear it twice. It's called "Cut It Out," followed by "Best Coast." Naturally.
Cool.
All right, we are member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM.
KX93.5.